points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At Progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503. Music by Aaron Copland to get us started this afternoon, The Fanfare for the Common Man, performed by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Glad to be with you today with classical music to share. We've got Piano Trio Variations by Beethoven to enjoy a bit later, along with a waltz by Elgar. We are also in the Hive Drive. This is the time of year where we're hoping you can make a pledge of support to Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us at 888-577-5268 to keep classical music going. And I've got some friends with me today who will talk a little bit more about that. For now, we've got the Dallas Wind Symphony and conductor Jerry Junkin. Enjoy a fun piece by composer Malcolm Arnold, who wrote many wonderful European-style dances. This is the first set he wrote of English dances on KPR. The Dallas Wind Symphony, Jerry Junkin leading the ensemble for English dances, the first set of dances by composer Malcolm Arnold here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:20 now, and still to come in this hour is the Castle Trio with piano variations by Beethoven, along with a wonderful waltz by Elgar. Much more still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And the Merck Co-op, Northeast Kansas's only community-owned grocery store. More information at themerck.coop. And Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Yellow Sub for providing lunch during our membership drive. The Yellow Sub, serving oven-baked sub sandwiches at 1814 West 23rd Street, in Lawrence. It is our membership drive, and we're calling it the Hive Drive. We're hoping you can pledge your support at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us at 888-577-5268. We know that most folks have classical music on as something in the background, not something taking up their full attention, just something in the background to provide a nice vibe, a nice atmosphere. Well, when you listen to classical music on KPR, occasionally, you're going to hear something that demands your full attention. You're going to hear at some point music from a composer you'd never heard before or a piece you'd never heard before that stops you in your tracks and provides a delightful afternoon of listening. That's one of the things we offer here at KPR, and we're hoping that you can keep it going strong by pledging at kansaspublicradio.org. And there's a room full of folks who'd like to talk to you about that very thing right now, some KPR friends.
That's right. Hi, I'm Laura Lorson. I hope you... By James Weiser, Dean of Libraries for K-State.
Correct.
Kansas State University. The Kansas State University. Thank you so much for coming all the way in to help us talk to folks about supporting public radio. And because you are actively involved with libraries, one of the things we were talking about before we went on the air is just this notion of finding people who value public goods, things and organizations that are there just for the public good.
Absolutely. So things like public radio remind us of our our shared humanity, things that that remind us of why we are humans, that we can enjoy, for example, this afternoon, classical music and all the other many great shows that Kansas Public Radio produces. I mentioned before we went on air, I'm a pretty new Kansan. I've only lived here in the state for 7 months. Wherever I've lived, whether that be Southern California for most of my adult life or Texas before this, I've always said, you know, there are three things you need to do whenever you move to a new place. You need to get a driver's license, you need to register to vote, and you need to begin supporting your local public radio station.
Yay!
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Those are things you do as well. Visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also pledge via our app. If you have not yet downloaded the app, we have a version for iOS and we have a version for Android, wherever you get apps. Or you can do it the OG way by giving us a phone call, 888-577-5268. Make your pledge of support. Right now we are dealing with, I'm sorry to say, a challenge that involves math. Okay.
That's not
I like the ones that don't involve math, but anyway, the point is we have a challenge. If we can persuade 73 of you to become sustainers of KPR over the course of today, we will pick up $8,000 from Dr. Nancy Peterson. She could have just given us the money, but she wants to spread the love. She wants more people to get involved and become sustaining members of KPR. Over the course of the day, we now just have 12 slots remaining. 12 more opportunities to help us pick up $8,000, which figuratively is just sitting on the ground. All we need is 12 people to help us pick it up. 11 people and you. Now is the time to make that pledge.
And you can do that so easily by going to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Again, that's all one word, kansaspublicradio.org. If you prefer to use a phone, you can call us at 888-577-5268. That's 888-577-5268. If you've already mailed in your pledge or if you're already a sustaining member, thank you so much. You've done your part.
It counts if you upgrade.
It does, so you can do that. But I'd also like to thank a few folks who called in during Morning Classical as an anonymous listener from Lawrence. Thanks so much. Pat Jones from Gardner, Kansas. Thank you very much. Also, Michael Little from Overland Park, a new member. Thanks so much, Michael. So many more people have already called in, but we'd love to hear from you right now because you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. You're appreciating the beautiful music that the fabulous Jeff Watson puts on every day, and I had to say his name there. He's important, and he knows it. And we all know it.
Oh, stop.
We love you, Jeff. We really do.
And he's the host of Film Music Friday now.
Absolutely. And, you know, what you may not know about Jeff is he is a very funny person.
It's true.
In addition to being a great classical music host. He's very funny. Very
dry. Funny, my kind of humor.
Funny looking, maybe.
Uh-huh. We love you, Jeff. And we love the...
Here's a tune I've always liked from Percy Grainger called Country Gardens, performed there by the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. Kenneth Montgomery, the conductor here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:30. And away ahead in the second half of the hour is another visit from the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. I'll be along a bit later with a wonderful waltz by Sir Edward Elgar. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting Our Favorite Things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes, Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BachAriaSoloists.com. And thank you for your pledges of support to Kansas Public Radio. Everything that we do on KPR, whether that's the music, the jazz, or the news, it's all made possible with your donations and your support. Thanks to those of you who have made your pledge, and if you can be the next one to support us, it's very easy to do, all over at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268. Next up is the Castle Trio. We have music by Beethoven to enjoy. Some variations for piano trio, described by some as very jocular music. These are some variations on an old Viennese tune. From Beethoven, we'll hear variations on I Am the Tailor Kakadu on Kansas Public Radio. The Castle Trio. and music that Beethoven wrote some variations for piano trio on an old Viennese tune called I Am the Tailor Cacadu, here on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, we've got a beautiful waltz by Sir Edward Elgar with the Bournemouth Sinfonietta before the hour is through, news from NPR at the top of the hour, and much, much more still to come. It's an absolutely gorgeous day out there. Here on the KU campus, we've got sunny skies, and it's 79 degrees. Very breezy out there, 30-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to warm up to 87 today. Tonight, lows in the mid-60s, also very breezy. There is some rain on the forecast, though, starting tomorrow. 40% chance of afternoon showers and possibly thunderstorms, and showers and thunderstorms look like they're likely for tomorrow night. It makes me think of the point that while things may seem okay now, there's always some storm clouds on the horizon. In the world of public radio, we've got a storm on our own horizon, and that is the loss of federal funding. Last year, federal funding for public broadcasting across the country had been eliminated, and we're in a different world right now. 97% of support comes from you. And to operate in 2026 and beyond, we need your help right now. So we'll send you to the friendly folks in Pledge Central.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
After that introduction, that makes it sound like Cormac McCarthy.
Tough times. Tough times ahead. But you know what? I'm really looking forward to the...
Another visit from the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, and music by Sir Edward Elgar. Beautiful waltz from the Starlight Express. George Hurst led the orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. now. Stay tuned for the news from NPR. In the next hour, we'll bring you music, some of which you probably know, some of which you probably may not know. We'll start things off with Mozart and the Overture to the Marriage of Figaro. We've also got a suite from an English composer by the name of Roger Quilter called The Rake. Much more wonderful music is on the way. And thank you for your pledges of support. A big thank you to those of you who have pledged already during this afternoon's classical music broadcast. I'm Jeff Watson. I'll be with you in the next hour along with our friends in Pledge Central to encourage you to be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. Support for news comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.